I'm not sure exactly what the pshat. There's numerous pshat that brought down, but one pshat is Achmein. His positive pshat is that when a person learns a lot, so it's very hard on the stomach. It's that's the metzias. The metzias is that a lot of rikuz, a lot of concentration makes stomach problems. I've seen it a lot with a lot of my rebbeim, some of them who I'm closer with. You know, in the privacy of their own Dalet Amos, you get to see that they, Lamaisa, they suffer a lot from stomach ailments. Lamaisa, you know, as far as, you know, structure of a shir is concerned, I think that Thursday was possibly the most explosive of a shir that I ever said. And I'm not sure if all of you got it. Mayer definitely got it. I could say that because Lamaisa, it exploded right there in his stomach. But Rabbi, the serious part of what I just said is that there's a lot of work to be done in order to really to get it. There's a lot of different akudas, a lot of different steps, and I like very much to try to chazrit. That's what we're going to try to do Monday. The focus aside for there's also we're going to reinstitute chaburas. Beis Hashem Asiyat Hashmai. We're going to start this Monday with the very first chabura, which will be the person across from Nechemya Zolmanowitz, which is Rabbi Chayas, is going to say the first chabura Beis Hashem tomorrow. But in the beginning of the Seder Rabbi say, it's very important that the Olam chazrit. I'm going to do my best. I have, you know, Mondays off in time when I have to, you know, things that I have to try to take care of because I push that aside the rest of the week. But I'm going to try to go around to everyone to speak to see the notes, to speak to you about what you have in order to make sure that the Olam is on target over here. So Monday's the day to be mashlim. Whatever we're missing from what we've done up until now, if it's in your notes, if it's in your chazorah, Monday's the time that we have to bring everything together with Siyat Dishmai. So let's just go over a little bit what we did on Thursday. We spoke about a machloikas Rashi and Tosfos and the Ritva, which was as follows. The Ritva's understanding of what was going on over here was that the reason why she's mutter, a shibcha kanaz is mutter, she's never. It's because you have a Kenyan Isser. The Ritva says, what's the indication of a Kenyan Isser? That there's a concept called Shtar, Get Shechur. Get Shechur means Kenyan Isser. Kenyan Isser means your Mutter Tam Amzer. It's a Shivcha Kenanis. Therefore, says the Ritva, that a Mokhar Atzmoy also is a concept of Shtar. A Mokhar Atzmoy also has a concept of Shivcha Kenanis. So Mutter and Shivcha Kenanis. So why does it say in the Gemara that only Machru Bezdin, Rabbi Moisla Shivcha Kenanis, says the Ritva? Because only Machru Bezdin Karaba force him to live with the Shulchan Aris. Machatzma, he can. If he wants to, he does not have to. That's the Ritva. Rashi and Tosis, however, and the others, on the other hand, seem to say not like that. They seem to say that Machatzma is Asr and a Shulchan Aris. The whole heter of Machatzma to a Shivcha Kananis is only because of the Kinyan Mammon of the Adam. We said, we asked the question, what do you mean? The question was from the, I'm going to say Avni Miluim, is that correct? Avni Miluim asked the Kasha that, what do you mean? Where does the Kinyan Mammon change the status of, if it's a Kinyan Isser, the whole vote of Kinyan Isser is that he downgraded his Yiddishkeit. He's like a lower class Jew, kind of like. Which we find such a thing. For example, a Mamzer. Is a Mamzer Jewish? Yes. Is a Mamzer Mutter to Shivcha Kananis? Yes. So you see, Mamzer has a Terim because he's a low-class Jew. So too this Eved Ivri, temporarily low-class Jew, therefore he's allowed to be Mutter. According to the Ritva, he's allowed to be Mutter in a Shivcha Kananis. Now Rashi and Taisa say, no, there's no Kinyan Isser. So would you call this person a low-class Jew according to Rashi? No, not necessarily. So what's going on? Somehow the Kinyan Mammon is a facilitator. There is allowed to be married. In fact, Avni Meluim, what does that mean? Kinyan Mammon, I own you, so therefore you can be Michal Shabbos. They want you to work on Shabbos. What do you mean? But I'm not allowed to work on Shabbos. Okay, but I own you for moments, and therefore work on Shabbos. Not this thing, Chas V'Shalom. Can't say such a thing. So what does that mean? Says the Kovetz Haaretz, and I found also was now they bring it down, B'Shem Reb Chaim Brisker, that he says, listen, Im Adon Ev Yiten Lo Isha, what does that mean, in Adon Ev Yiten Lo Isha? It's Neschadesh Do, Anaya Parasha Fun Ishus. It's Neschadesh, a new Parasha of Ishus. Im Adon Ev Yiten Lo Isha. What's the Isser of a person to be Baal Shivcha Kananis? It's because there's no Ishus there. It's like, it's mamish like a din of Kedesh, Losia Kedesh, which is like Znus. She's like, what do you mean? She's just living with a woman? Stam? No, it's Neschadish here, a new parish of Ishus. Am I doing of Yitin La Isha? It's Neschadish here that she's called Isha. I have to, yes, Adoini, this Ishti, as Bona, it's Neschadish Po, that this is called, the concept called Ishus. Frek the Bnei Chayil is Reb Moshe Finkel. Moshe Finkel doesn't ask a kash, he just wonders. He says, okay, it's Neschadish over here, a new parish of Ishus. So maybe when they leave, what should they need? A get. Says the Bnei Chayil, maybe you should need a get? I don't know. Yeshlach, how do you get out? So I'd like to suggest, of course, you don't. First of all, lo matzino get. But aside from that, I don't think, of course, you don't. What's this new parsha of the Ishus we said? What's this new parsha of Ishus? Because it says it's not the Ishus that we're familiar with. The Ishus that we're familiar with is called Kiddushin. There's no Kiddushin over here. What is this? It says in Rambam, Koine Matan Torah, Adam Pogeisha Beshuk, Huvi Reitzim, Achnis Labesit Yeishtoi, before Matan Torah, how do you get married? You just go together. And how do you get divorced, says the Rambam? You leave. So this Ishus, it's an Ishus. It's Azovi, the Ishus from Koine Matan Torah. It's Azovi, an Ishus that over here is the Schadish. You can have an Ishus. Where is the Ishus Chal? Because they live together. That's the Ishus. How do they get divorced? They split up. The split up is the divorce.
We're making a hamacha that the Kedushin is like Koine Matan Torah.
It's not Kedushin. The Torah is mechadish, a concept called kedushin. Koyde matan Torah, there's ishus without kedushin. So we're saying over here, it's not mechadish, the concept of kedushin. So what is this? It's an ishus without kedushin. So the chur, it's going to look like that. We explained that's what the Rambam is saying over here. Koyde matan Torah, there was ishus without kedushin. It's mechadish kedushin. This, there's no kedushin over here. It's not mechadish. It doesn't say right mukudeshesli. It's not. She's not asalakuli amakehektish. It doesn't have a din. It's all. It's not kedushin. Elamai. This is a new ishus. This is the ishus of the chur. Doime to the ishus of koyde matan Torah. Okay. Zok the Gemara Vayta. Amar Rav Tavyumi Mishmei De'Abaye. The Gemara thought there's a machlekes whether you dash in Sachir. Sachir says Rav Tavyumi Mishmei De'Abaye. The Kuleyama Yalav Sachir Sachir. Maybe really everyone holds of the hekesh of Sachir Sachir. The Hacha Beha Kroka Miflegi. And it's a specialicha machlekes vegan this pasuk. Okay. In other words, if you're talking about. Umetum, we're talking about everywhere else. He holds a sachir sachir. But when there's a specialich, a pasuk that's telling me that over here there's a special din, so you don't have it. We'll have to see when is sachir sachir relevant. But that's what the Gemara is saying. The Gemara is saying that it's only over here that Rashi says, Tukule Alma, Yalev sachir sachir. Says Rashi, Leshar Mili. Whatever those sharmili are, we'll see later on. The sharmili, v'hani v'tanakama behedik siva miutayu v'lo hani lo gzera shava. So what's Rashi saying? What's stronger? What's siva behedya or gzera shava? What's stronger? Seems like what's Ksiva Hedya is stronger than Gzera Shava. You have Sachir Sachir. Sachir Sachir should be pulling you over. But says Rashi, it seems in Rashi what it's saying is, being this, Hani Tanakana, the Hedya Ksiv, so therefore it's going to override your Sachir Sachir. So I want to just put Sachir Sachir, you know, if we're making like a, you know, status, who's higher up on the totem pole, it seems that Ksiva Behedya is higher up on the totem pole than the Gzera Shava of Sachir Sachir. Okay, says the Gemara, so where does it say the Behedya? What does it say that? My time to Tanakama, the Amar Machatz Menim Kalashesh Yasra Shesh. Miyot Rachmana Gamma Machulabas, there's a specialacha miyot that says Vavodicha Shesh Shanim. Zev, Eloi Machatz, my. So even though you have Sachir Sachir, but the Pasik says Vavodicha, so the Pasik Vavodicha is going to override the Sachir Sachir. Vidach. And the Tanakama that says, I'm sorry, and Rabbi Lazar that says that that equates them. What does he do with this Gzereshav, with this miut? V'iduch v'avadacha l'cha v'loy liyayresh. He uses v'avadacha for something else. It says v'avadacha v'loy liyayresh. Says Rashi, v'loy liyayresh. De'ena oived loy es habas. He doesn't serve the bas. Im ein loy ben, aval oivid hu es a ben kid l'kamon. Yeah, it seems to be pretty straight. I mean, Rashi says it a little bit roundabout, but Rashi's saying that this thing you're not avod chalachav lo liyayresh doesn't mean that that there's no. I mean, you're not yoivid. Which yoirish are you not yoivid? The bas and the ach, but you are yoivid the ben. Well, that okay. That's what Rashi says. Because when is it negeya to be over the ben and the ba and the ach? The only situation that you have when you would theoretically is if there's no ben. That's the only time it's theoretically relevant. Because if there's a ben, what happens? Go to the ben. There's no discussion of the bas or the ach. Now that there's no ben, you should theoretically go to the bas or the ach. Therefore, Rashi says, but even in a case when there's no ben, you're not going to be over the bas or the ach because of the gzeres shava. Now, because of the miut, I think that Tosfos says something very, very similar. Now finally we have a Tosfos and Rashi that agree. Baruch Hashem. It's great. Right? So I've got a big issue, Rabbi said. I got a big issue because I stuck my neck out last man very, very far. And I said, as a Tosfos that agrees with Rashi. Unless Tosfos quotes Rashi. Tosfos would never plagiarize from Rashi. Tosfos learnt Gemara with Rashi. Tosfos, his whole, my whole Tosfos is picking on Rashi the whole time. Tosfos is critiquing Rashi. Rashi said this, I don't agree. Rashi said this, I don't agree. If Tosfos agrees, what should Tosfos do? Either say nothing, or at least quote Rashi. But to have the, I'm not going to use the word, audacity to quote the Zayda. The Zayda, Tosfos is the Enochal of Rashi. You quote the Zayda and you don't even say it's from Zayda. No, it's not happening. I stuck my neck out last month. Does anyone remember where we did that?
No, we didn't.
Which one? Where did we do it? Tessam and Bez?
Definitely one of the last weeks of his mind. Otherwise, he wouldn't have
Okay, I'll call upon him. So I'm sticking my neck out again. What's going on over here? Is Tosfos saying the same thing as Rashi? Is Tosfos not saying the same thing as Rashi? You're right. Tosfos took a few words out, clipped a few words out, and so. But what's the difference? I mean, Tosfos doesn't think that you over as a ben or as a ach without the bas or the ach without the ben being there. Tosfos knows that. So what's going on over here? Is there a difference between Rashi and Tosfos? I don't know.
Tosfos
is different girsa. Does that make a difference?
Does the Eben have to serve exclusively with
that? Okay, I don't know. That's the question. What is going on over here in Tosfos and Rashi? I'm going to have to backtrack from something I said before in order to answer this question. And I think that what I'm saying, I think that today we've discovered the truth. You ready? My boy said, wait until I finish my presentation to jump down my throat, okay? Please. I'd like to start with the Dibro Maschil of Rashi and Tosfos. As Eliezer pointed out, that there's a different Dibro Maschil. Interesting to note. Rashi's Dibro Maschil is L'chav Elo L'Yorshin. Tosfos's Dibro Maschil is L'chav Elo L'Yorish. Oh, yeah. Rashi doesn't say L'cha. Rashi says V'lo L'Yorshin. Rashi's Dibro Maschil is L'cha V'lo L'Yorish. So, in the Shekloli, we were speaking about a little bit, what's the pshat that he's over the ben, and he's not the bas and the ach? You could understand the pshat is that there's some yorshim that you are oved, other yorshim that you're not oved, and he's only oved the yorish, the ben. And azoyach habich getrofin in Torah Tamima, the Torah Tamima learns pshat in the pasuk is he says Torah Tamima, why the ben? Because the ben is yoiser yoirish menabas. So when the pasuk says the chavel of the yoirish, the shvacher yoirish, you don't do the shtarker yoirish, you do. Aber mekendas lenin and anderavik, mekendas lenin as the din. The din ben is not me din yoirish that he's oifid. It's mecham din yoirish. It's me din bro kara davua. It's me din the fact that's the din of being oifid the father, that you serve the father through the ben. That's the din of the avdus. It's not me din yoirish bechlal. It's a different din. the ben doesn't become the adai necessarily. What happens is that there's a din that you have to be oved the ben, the father, and the way of being mashlim, the avdus of the father, is duch the ben. It's a different vek. I'll say some nafkimias. First, we'll start like this. The Minchas Chinuch here asks a question. And this is how we started in the Shikhlal. The Minchas Chinuch says, L'cho v'loy l'yayrish. I don't understand. So how did Ben creep in there? It says in the Pasuk, L'cho v'loy l'yayrish. How did Ben get in? So if the Ben gets in midin yayrish, so you're going to have to wiggle your way around over here a little bit. Because they say, this yayrish yet, that yayrish no, this yayrish, what do you mean? But stay in the Pasuk, L'cho v'loy l'yayrish. Correct the Minchas Chinuch. But if you say the Ben's not coming midin yayrish, he's not coming b'chal, he's coming midin bro karadavu, which means the son is the extension of the father, it's not midin yerusha b'chal. Then the Minchas Chinuch's kasha is not shver. We said enough given in Shuklali. We brought a raya from the Malbim. The din is as follows. What happens if the father is as an Eved and the father dies and there's a son? What happens to the Eved? Who does he have to serve? Son. Great. Now the son dies. And does he have to serve the grandson?
No.
Does he have to serve the grandson? Now, hold on a second. So I would say as follows. If the din of the son is a Yairish, so now the son becomes the Adoin. Now the son's the Adoin. He dies. He's Yairish to his son. I come as I'm Yairish from you. Now you're Yairish from me. This goes down to Yerusha. I become the Adoin. The son becomes the Adoin. Now the son dies. Now his son will become the Adoin. And it can keep going down because Avdus goes down to Yerusha. The Yerusha is only by a Ben, only a Zasot Yerush. But this Ben is a Zasot Yerush. Why not? But if the Vart is not, we're saying that it goes me din yoyrish, it's just as a din that the child is an extension of the father, then we could say maybe it's one generational. This is a machlokes Minchas Chinuch and Malbim. The Malbim says that this din of this, that you have to serve the son, is only one generational, goes one generation. Minchas Chinuch argues, Minchas Chinuch says, why? If it goes to the son, so the son can give it over to his son. The Chor of the Minchas Chinuch is going l'shitasa. Minchas Chinuch says, I don't understand. Shtet l'chav eloi l'yayrish. So how did the Ben get in? Because he's understanding the Ben is coming midin yayrish. If you're coming midin yayrish, so then I'm yayrish, so then next was yayrish for me. If I'm yayrish, a car for my father, and then my son's going to be yayrish, a car for me, Yerusha keeps going from generation to generation. That's what Yerusha is. Because now I become the Bialim, and then when he passes on, then his son becomes the Bialim, and then he passes on, his son becomes, that's Yerusha. But if it's not Midin Yerusha, it's just that he's considered an extension, so then we can say it's one generational. It only goes one generation. Yeah. So Abayisai, I'd like to bring a Raya from Rashi. Hold on. A Raya from Rashi and Daf Yud Zayin Amid Beis. Turn to Daf Yud Zayin Amid Beis for a second. Rashi says, Rashi is close to the top. Rashi says, it's going on the Gemara, L'cho v'loy l'yayrish, D'yiraschul v'loy l'yayrish, says Rashi, Sha'ar yorshin, K'goin aibas oy ha'ach. What's meant Rashi, Sha'ar yorshin?
Ben is yorshin.
The Ben is Yorish, says Rashi. The state in Pasuk is Shar Yorishim aren't Yorish. But the Ben comes to me then Yorish. And we medayik that in Rashi on the Mishnah. When Rashi on the Mishnah says, by the Rashi Baschum Misa Sa'adon, says Rashi, the last Rashi on the Mishnah, Aval Evan Animchom et Chilasso Yomei Sa'adon, Besoch Sheish, Mashlim in the Yorshav. We ask the Kaddish, the Achronim, we mean Mashlim Yorshav. Mashlim in the Ben, not Liyorshav. Only Ben, so right Ben. Rashi's coming to be Madgish. From what din does the Ben come? Midin Yorish. He's Mashlim in Liyorshav. Nor the Yorish of the Ben. Shar Yorshim are not Mashlim. But the Ben is Yorish. It's only Midin Yorish that the Ben gets it. And that's the Mashlim and Daf Yitzayin on Mibbez also. If he's there, we could perhaps say that this is the Machlokas here, Rashi and Tosfos. Here goes, Rabbi Yisrael. Rashi says, the Ramaskil. Rashi the Maskil is Veloy Liyarshin. What does Veloy Liyarshin mean? Rashi's gonna fatich that. Rashi and Daf Yitzayin Obeis means? there's numerous yarshim that you're not oyved. There's numerous yarshim that you're not oyved. There are some yarshim, maybe yes, but there are yarshim that not. What are the yarshim that not? Ach, bas. Tosis is different to Ibrahim Aschel. Tosis has l'cha v'loy li'yoyrish. To you and to no yoyrish. Tosis says you're only oyved l'cha. Only you. Rashi doesn't say l'cha in the Ibrahim Aschel because that's not the focus. It's not only you. It's you and certain yarshim. The focus is v'loli yarshim. There's numerous yarshim that you're not going to be oyved. Shar yarshim, ben yarish. Yes, says Tosfos. Different divos. Lecha v'loy liyarish. No yarish. Only lecha. So what's with ben? Tosfos learns that's nichlal in lecha. If he said that, could perhaps be the machlekes here, Tosfos and Rashi and Tosfos. Perhaps another nafkimina the Olam is suggesting over here. Could perhaps be, now that the son is Yairish, now can the Eved be Nirtza by the son? Is it
the same thing?
Can an Eved be Nirtza by the son? I would like to suggest this fuzz. I don't know. Rabbi say, you know what? I'm going to leave this up to you. Leave this up to you to handle this Takira. Can Eved be Nirtza? I didn't find it anywhere. Adarabba. Rabbi Chayas, if that's you want to do the Chaburah tomorrow, you can do it if you want. Can the Eved, the case is the Eved for Sheish, the father dies, the son has him, either Yairish or Midin Av, and now he wants to be Nirtza. I want to leave it open for the Olam, don't spoil it, leave it over the Olam. I think maybe it's going to be telling on these two Tzadav, I'm not telling you how. Rabbi said we can work on, let's go weiter, okay? Zok the Heilige Gemara weiter, Zok the Gemara. The idach. What does the other man d'amar do? The avodcha achrina ksiv. There's another pasuk of Elchor. Rabbi say, let's leave it for night. Say, Rabbi say, let's get going. We got more to do. The idach ahu leharzos adain hu de'asa. That avodcha is here for harzos adain. What's meant harzos adain? Says Rashi. Rashi says, "Va'avodcha achrina ksiv ki mishne sasrocha avodcha latzos adon leharzos al haanokoi shliik shebeinav kedem afarish kras." Says Rashi, we want to encourage the adon to give him gifts. Hanoka is gifts. So what does it mean? Harzah. Rashi says, "Leharzos adon al haanokoi." The Sefer HaMakne asks a question. Why is it? When I learned the Gemara, I thought it just means Harzos Adam to encourage the Adam to free him. I shouldn't say that. Rashi says Harzos Adam means to encourage him to give gifts. Why is that? So says the Makla, I'll tell you why. If we're done 6 years and the Adam doesn't let him out, we don't encourage him. We beat him! You don't have to encourage him. If there's a din that he has to go out, he has to go out. What do we encourage him to let him out? It's that it doesn't work that way. Koyfen oisai. The Adain. You're right. If the Adain doesn't let him out, and Bezdin finds out about it,
how do you have to let him out? You don't have to
locks him up. He locks him up.
Doesn't let him out. Nothing to do with this. That has to do with if anyone locks someone up.
Yeah, doesn't take a random kidnap someone.
Right. Right. There's no din over here. If he's done, he's done. Elamai, when it comes to Hartzah is you have a mitzvah to give him a matana. So Bezdin is encouraging you that you should give the matana properly. That's the way the machlokes is. However, the mice I saw brought down, I didn't see it inside. Rabbi said if someone wants to try to work on it. I saw it brought down from a Sefer HaAruch. Sefer HaAruch says, different shot in the Gemara, different than Rashi. He says, what does it mean? It means that if the father dies, we encourage the bas not to make him work for them, or the ach. Chayra, what do you mean? That's kidnapping. What do you mean make him not? You know, if there's no din to for this, it's misas adam. You're out of there. So the Aruch seems to learn that there is a musig of hartzah over here, even though it's It's on the din moment. Avisin what's pshat al kopanim. Tashtet.
How's the mashma
avodcha? Yeah, I mamish don't know. Mamish don't know.
Avodcha sheishanu, you serve.
What? Rashi talks about that over there. Look, Rashi. My nishmita tashina. Rashi gives an answer. That's a different question. This is a different question.
Rabbi.
Yeah.
Bavach is going on by Anaka and saying he served you for 6 years. The Torah trying to appease the master and saying, come on, he served you for 6 years.
But he didn't in our case. Oh, by Anaka, yeah. By Anaka, it's a little bit better. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Yeah, it could be. Yeah, but it sounds like the Torah is saying more than that. It's not the Torah is doing the Hatzal. It's saying Bezdin has a chiyuv to do the Anaka. Hatzal, I think, means Bezdin has to do Hatzal. I think so.
Rashi, it just means the Torah is trying to appease the
other. I don't know. That, it's not really a din. It's a saying. I don't know. I understood it's a din on Bez than Kiel. Because we don't necessarily pass him that way. Okay. I don't know. Maybe you're right. Maybe you're right. Okay, everybody, so let's go weiter. Says the Gemara, my time of the Tanakama. What's the reason for the Tanakama? Tanakama says the Omar Mocha Atzma ain't a nirza. What's the reason for the Tanakama that says Mocha Atzma is not sold? Midemiut Rachmana Gabi Machru Bezdin Vrotza Adoinaves Aznoi Bamatseya Aznoi Shaloi Veloi Aizen Shal Mocha Atzma. Ovir also says the Gemara, it's not because Sacher Sacher, I argue with Sacher Sacher, I hold of Sacher Sacher, but there's a special pasuk that is overriding Sacher Sacher. What's the pasuk? Rotsa Adonav Ez Asnoi Bamartseya, Asnoi Shaloi Veloizen Shamacher Atzmai, says Rashi, Asnoi Mirtu Dekroy Yisera Lidrashu Daksiv in Asata Baznoi. So it's an extra pasuk learning from the Mir. Says Toisvis, Vim Toimar, Tizes Akasha. Lomali Oznoi, the Mute, the Macher Atzma, and a Nirza, typically the Macher Atzma, and a Nirza, the Ain Rabba, Moisla Shivcha Kananis. It'll come under being an Haftis, Ishtives, Bonai. Correct, Tysis, listen. In order to be Nirza, you need to be able to say a Haftis, Ishtives, Bonai. That's a Gemara. It's a Gemara later on. The Gemara says a man wants to be Nirza, he walks in and he says, I love my master, Aftis Adoini, Es Ishtiv Es Bonai, Loitze Chavshi, I want to stay here. And then what we do is we Gishoi, Medelis, Vela Mezuza, and we do the Nirza. Let's say he doesn't have a wife. We're talking about Shivcha over here. Out. Can't do it. It has to be that he can say a Haftis Ishtiv Es Bonai. Obviously, that's the Aftis Adoini. You know what? Let's say he doesn't love his master. He says, I hate my master, but I love my wife. Out. That's going to say, Ahavti as Ishti as Adoini as Ishti as Bonai. Okay, now we're talking about a person who is a Meicher Atzmai. We just said before that the din of Machru Bezdin is Rabbi Moshe Lashivcha Kananis. But by Meicher Atzmai, ain't Rabbi Moshe Lashivcha Kananis. So if that's true, I don't need a pasuk to tell me he's not nirza. He's de facto not nirza because he can't say Ahavti as Ishtiv as Bonai. So what do I need a mir for? Azoi frekt the Maharit on Tosfos. No, that's Tosfos. I'm sorry, that's Tosfos Kasha. I apologize. I'm ahead of myself. That's Tosfos Kasha. Is Tosfos Kasha clear? Yeah. Comes the Maharit. Says the Maharit. Hold on a second. We mentioned before Shitas HaRitva that the Ritva said for sure even Moichra Atzmai can marry a Shivcha if he wants to. All the Gemara means to say is the Rabbah can force him. But can a Moichra Atzmai have a wife who's a Shivcha? Yeah. Yes. Can he have children? Yes. So what's Tosis's problem? Tosis says the whole din of Rabbi Moshe Shulchan Kananis is only by Machru Bezdin and Achanami. But even without Rabbi Moshe Shulchan Kananis, you can have a wife who's a Shulchan Kananis according to the Ritva. It's just you can't be forced, but you can have a situation of Haftis Yishtes Bonai. That's why the Marit Bamerik says on Tosis.
Did we have Tosis like
says the Marit from this Tosis, we see, not like the Ritva. This is the Tosfos. We always quoted. We said there's Rashi and Tosfos. Here is Tosfos. There it is, folks. This is the Tosfos. That's not like the Ritva. Enochanami, the Ritva himself says Tosfos Kash is not Shver because you could have an Isha. And Tosfos clearly argues on the Ritva. So we've got it. We've got a Tosfos in front of us that clearly, if someone asks you, where do you see that Tosfos argues on the Ritva? Bottom Tosfos, you dial it on the base. Okay. That's great. That's all good. But we still have another problem. Comes along the Shaar HaMelech. Shaar HaMelech frekt an ander akasha. Says the Shaar HaMelech, I still have a meglachkeit. I still have there's a possibility. There's an oifin that I could have a chance that you have a moicher atzmoi that's going to have a wife. What's that? Says the Shaar HaMelech as follows. The din is a mamzer, is mutter in a shifcha. We mentioned that a little bit. Mamzer is mutter in a shifcha.
Any mamzer.
He's mutter in a shifcha. So let's say you have a mamzer who happens to be an Eved Ivri. That could be. Sure, it could be. So is he going to be allowed? Is moicher atzmoi? Is he going to be a mutter and a shivcha?
Yeah.
Yes. Because so can he have a wife who's a shivcha? Yes. Can he have kids? Yes. I have to say, is there's my life. Simple. So there is a situation that you can have a moicher atzmoi, even according to Rashi and Tosfos, that hold that the only way to create heter is only by moicher mechu bezdin, but that's only a regular person. Abraham mamzer is avada going to be mutter and a shivcha. Hold on one second. Mamzer is avada mutter and a shivcha. If a mamzer is mutter and a shivcha, why can't you have a case? I have to zish this, but I zayfrek the Shaar HaMelech. So before I say, hold on to what you can hear, Horus, I just want to say the Maknas Teretz, and then we're going to allow you to say Horus, okay? Yitzi, you going to hold that? Yitzi?
Yeah, yeah,
okay, great. Eliezer, you got something to say?
Yeah.
Hold it. Here it goes. says the Makne, I'll tell you a Teretz. And he says a very big Kiddush. To me, it's a very big Kiddush. Says the Makne, Inachanami, a mamzer is mutter with a shifcha kanainis. But what happens when a mamzer becomes ois eved? Is he still a mamzer? He's still a mamzer. So he's still going to be mutter with a shifcha kanainis. So he walks in and says, listen, I love my master, I love my wife, I love my kids. So therefore what? I want to stay married. So we'll tell him, listen, buddy, you can leave and still love your wife and kids. It's okay. You can stay with your wife and kids afterwards because mom's anyway mutter. So he says, so therefore, when we say we need a kim of a haftiyas, adonis ishtes, but it has to be that those are at risk of being lost. And only there is kilo convincing us that he wants it. That's the Maknas Teretz. Now, aside from the stamas, to me, it's a very big... I didn't see anywhere that it says it has to be able to say this. He could say it, Elamai, but it's not at risk of losing it. It's a chiddush of the makne in a chanami. That's why it's called chiddush yamakne. That's the makne's chiddush. But there's makom for sure to say other terutzim. Aside from that, there's a kasha. The kasha is brings the sefer b'nei chayol. He says. The Shitas Arama Mishavcha Kananis is only also Midr Abana to Yisrael. So every Yisrael is Mutter Neshavcha Kananis after they leave. Selamai, the Chur from the Rambam, we see, not like the Makne. So he just, it seems to be, the Bnei Chayil blew up the Makne's Teretz. So we have to come with another Teretz. Yes, Rabbi Yisrael, what are you tying up?
How's the Rabbana to see a Kadesh?
You have to see how he deals with the Siyah Kadesh.
The Pasuk says explicitly, you should be able to dad to yell the net. The kids are at risk no matter what. It says after you go out, no matter who you are, the woman, the wife, and the kids will be canasted.
The kids, but not the wife.
It doesn't say
you should be able to dad. Yeah, okay, so we'll have to deal with that later. We dealt with that this morning, Seder, a little bit. But it's still mutter in the Shulchanas. Even if Isha la donel, he could still live with her. It just means that he doesn't take her out. 100% he can still live with her. You're going to have to work
out. At risk in a certain
nope,
master,
not at all. Nope, zero.
Use for someone else.
Nope. Oh, okay. That.
Say whatever. You could do whatever. The master's in control of her.
Not in the control of her personal life. Can the master tell her what color clothing to wear?
No, but if you
can, he tell. Answer my question. Yes or no? Yes or no? Of course not. He can make her work. So, our personal life, a master can tell her who she should have a relationship with. Absolutely not. Absolutely not. Hold on, hold on a second. What are you tying it to? Eliezer?
Or no? Evan, if he goes into Abdus, he gets to still have this old wife, the
yes. Yes. Yes.
But if you hold it as an Isha,
yeah,
then yes, it probably has control over her. Because because if he doesn't want this guy to give over his genes to be his avodim, he says.
So if Avdu would give it to someone else, then maybe she would be usher to him because she's already considered an Eishes Ish Mikoyach. That could be. Could be. What? We're saying if we're in the Schadish, a new Ishus, we're saying that maybe she's only Miuchat, she's like an Eishes Ish. Like a guy has a Din Eishes Ish. There's Din Eishes Ish by Goyim also. It's a nice or ishus. I don't know. If we're saying it's the haftias ishi, it's chatz. Yeah, don't stop me, sir. Rabbi say, "Meken zogim besser." Rabbi say, "What?" So therefore, every person, every Evan Ivri, always afterwards is going to be what you afterwards.
But that is a reason why he wants to stay. He wants to stay because he still wants to get married.
How you claim?
Because even if he leaves,
even if it's darb on
us. No, because the Torah is saying that he has to say haftias ishi, and he has to. I call upon the Chorah Boisei, we could say.
We said Shirley before that his status is less Madriga, this Evan, but now that he's free, he's still a real.
But he's a Mamzer. He's a Mamzer.
Status is still the same.
So, but a Mamzer is Mutter Neshev Chakananis.
So, about the inheritance of Mutter Rabbanon, and that's from Rabbanon.
Right.
So his status is
going to
go back to coming
in. Yeah, about it. Yeah, yeah. So, but the Rambam holds even a regular Yisrael is only Osim in the Rabbah. Even if it was never an Eved.
Not a Mamzer.
Regular Yisrael. That's the Kasha. So you see that you can't say it's because you're going to lose your wife, because even a Rambam wouldn't necessarily. So we're going to say the following territory, Rabbi Isai, and this is the Dachsuch, this is the Yeshiva Shared over here, is to say the territory is false. Yeah. Yeshiva Shared is. That Akash is on who? Akash is again on. Is on Toisvis. Toisvis holds like Rashi that there's no Kenyan Isser. So what's the vart that we're saying that a person has the right to be an Eved Ivri lives in Kenyan? We did Ishus. And the Din Ishus is what makes that we call it. I don't have Yitin Loi. Isha. I have to yes. Ishti. Great. Okay. Now this that a mamzer is mutter in a shivcha kananis. Why?
Lower class Jew.
Because he's a lower class. Everyone agrees a mamzer is a lower class Jew. The shaila is if an Evan Ivri becomes temporarily lower class Jew. Mamzer is for sure lower class Jew. So this that a mamzer is mutter in a shivcha is not because the Torah is mechadesh nayere ishus for mamzer. It's because a mamzer doesn't have the issue of lo sekadesh, he's a lower class Jew. So when it's Menageda, Mamzer, Toysvis, and Rashi agree that it's not a Naira Ishus. So when a Mamzer comes into Eved Ivri, and he's Mecher Atzmai, is the Torah Mechadish a new Ishus for Mecher Atzmai? Definitely not. Because if you're not Yisrael, if you're not a Mamzer, you can't. No Ishus for Mecher Atzmai. So either Mamzer is Mutter Shulchan Kananis, and a Kanami is Mutter. Ober Midin Ishus! Avadanit! Not Midin Ishus! So can he say, Ahavti as Ishti? Is this Ishtoi? Mamzer and a shivcha, not ishtoi. If it's machru bezdin, it's the schadish new ishus over here. Im adoinav yitain loy isha. It's the schadish ishus through adoinav yitain loy isha. It's a naira ishus. So then he could say ahafti es ishti. This is ishti. But a mamzer machru bezdin machru atzmai doesn't have the naira ishus. And my mamzer is mutter. He's mutter because he's low class Jew. He's mutter because we're not saying there's an isra on him. But not mikdin ishus. There's no ishus. You can't say a hafti is ishti. Bask in the beauty of this vart, Rabbosai. This is the Spitz Yeshiva Shahak over here in the Sugya. Yes, Akiva.
Are you seeing him all the time?
Huh? He's absolutely not married to her. He's not married to her. He's living with her. He's not married to her. They're just living together. They're not married. It's not talking about together. They have no.
What happens if a mother regularly marries? He's not an Evan. He marries
So
he doesn't give.
Oh, if he wants to marry her, can marry her. But this is not marriage. He can marry her because he can marry. He can the same way. A mamzer can marry a shivcha. No, he doesn't give shivcha ishus. Absolutely not. A mamzer cannot marry a shivcha. He doesn't say Arema Kudeshesli. No kedushin. He just lives with her. He's a mamzer. The guy's a mamzer.
No, his fault.
Normally, a mamzer needs kedusha. Mamzer wants to marry a mamzeres.
That's because she's a mamzeres, so she's shy to call you. So this isha is not. She's not Jewish. Hello. Hold on a second. She's not Jewish.
But for him, it's mutter.
It's mutter, but she's not Jewish. She's not married to him. She's not Jewish.
She's Jewish.
But there's no laisiyah kedusha for her. So as far as I'm concerned, this
because the Torah says there's no mamzer doesn't have an issur. He's low class Jew. So we're not going to put that issur on him. He's a mamzer. He is defective spiritually. Defective spiritually. We're not worried. Let's see what Kadesh is. You have a certain amount of ruchnias. We have to like protect your ruchnias. This mamzer doesn't have it. So again, it's not a problem. He doesn't have the ruchnias. So he doesn't have it. But say that it's ishus. It's not ishus. No. So it's not Mechadish.
What is Isha's?
Huh?
A mom's are living with the Shifa, and then a different mom's are going with the Shifa.
Why is it not Isha's again? Right, why is it not Isha's?
Because it's not Isha's to a guy.
Isha
means
specific thing in the
Pasuk,
a specific type of
marriage. Yeah. It has to have a din Isha's. It's not a din Isha's. It doesn't have a din Isha's. It means a din Isha's. This is not called din Isha's. This is just the Torah's matter. You don't live with her. That doesn't mean it doesn't mean din Isha's. The Torah is mechadish by Klal Yisrael. You need Kedushin. Zok Rashi and Torah says the Torah is mechadish a naira sort Isha's by Klal Yisrael. It's a naira Isha's to a Shifcha. But this person doesn't have that issue. So what's he doing? He's living with her. It's not a sin because the Torah says you don't have enough kedusha that this is going to be a problem for you. Okay, it's not a problem, so you can live with her. What? Avada it's issues.
Even a mom's base.
Yeah, he's not. We're not gonna be mafkia because he's a mom's mafkia the issues.
What's the difference?
What do you mean? The Torah is mechadish by moicher bezdin that there's a new ishus. That the Torah is mechadish. So that's only by moicher bezdin. Moicher atzma doesn't have that. Elamai, he has a different heter to live with her. That's a heter to live with her. That's not an ishus.
Why is it just
by mamzer? But everyone else is usser anyway. Mamzer is mutter, but it's only mutter. It's just not mutter, not ishus. Everyone else, it's usser. By him, it's mutter, but it's mutter, not ishus. Everybody, let's go weiter. We got more to do. Oy vavoy vavoy. Yeshleimer, the ilav oznoi says Tosis. Yeshleimer, the ilav oznoi have a alfinon migzeres shava de sachir sachir mi machruhu bezdin. The avagav deloy matziam hafti es ishti have a minen dinirza. If it wasn't for oznoi, I would have learned that from sachir sachir. From Machru Bezdin, that even though you can't say Aftias Ishti, I would think it's Nirtza. So what's Tois is saying? Tois is saying that I would have thought that Sachir is overriding the Pasuk. I would have thought, Ilav Oznai, have I Yofina, Gizesh of the Sachir, Mi Machru Bezdin. Now hold on a second. I was saying the whole time that a pasuk overrides sachir sachir. Now Tosis is saying if I wouldn't have this, I would think that sachir sachir overrides the pasuk. What is going on here in Tosis? I think the pshat is as follows. We got to move, so let's just do this. I think the pshat like this: a haftis ishti asbana is not a miut in the pasuk. It's the Torah says this is the process, this is the procedure, this is the way it goes. You come, you say haftis ishti asbana, and then you do nirtza. It's not a mute, the pasuk is saying, like, it's not going to be mafki anything. Now, if I have sachir sachir will tell me that whatever the pasuk is saying is perhaps lav dafka. You don't need that. But if you have a mute, the sachir sachir can't say is lav dafka. So this is the totem pole. The bottom of the totem pole is you have a pasuk. You have pshuta shel mikra. The next step up is sachir sachir, and on top of sachir sachir is a mute. So if I only have sachir sachir and the pasuk hafti, hafti is not a miut. Hafti is not what the Torah is saying. Is the way you do it. Sachir sachir will tell me you don't need to have a hafti. And over there we'll see that a hafti is only in certain circumstances. Here yes a hafti, here no a hafti. Comes the miut and the miut says no. We're not going to learn sachir sachir on this because the miut is on top of sachir sachir. Sachir sachir is on top of the pasuk. That's the chor of the pshat. Let's keep going, Rabbi. It says the Gemara v'idach ahu l'gzeira shava hu da'asa. So what does he do with Aznai? He says, I need Aznai for something else. It says in the pasuk, who the Tanya Rabbi Lazar, I'm minayin l'ritziya shehu ba'ozen yaminis. How do I know the ritziya has to happen in the right ear? Nemar kan oizen v'nemar l'halan oizen ma'l'halan yamin afkan yamin. So Rabbi say, what was the havamin over here? Which ear? Which ear do we think that the Nirtso is going to be in?
Whichever one was closer to the door at the bottom.
So, the smile!
Bigger one.
So, the smile, you think Davka the smile? You think Davka the smile?
Whichever one.
The guy says, I'm in the mood of this ear.
So when I learned this Gemara, I thought it means either one. It just says, eyes night. They're both ears. So choose your ear. But if you look in Rashi Ala Torah, Rashi Ala Torah says, is it Yamin Oy Einoy Ella Smile? Or is it only the left ear? Frecht the Rebbe Reb Herschel from Krakow. He asked the Kasha, why would you think it's only smile? You think Davka smile? Why? Everything we do is Be'ikr B'yamin. Here you are. In our Gemara, it's maybe not a kasha. But Rashi Ala Torah is a kasha. Zok to Rebbe Herschel of Pshat Tzfaz. He brings a medrash. The medrash says, when HaKadosh Baruch Hu said the Aseres HaDibrois, so HaKadosh Baruch Hu said the Aseres HaDibrois, he said it Ki'ilu Kaviyoch coming from HaKadosh Baruch Hu's right side. It didn't come out of HaKadosh Baruch Hu's left. It came from the right side of Har Sinai. It came from the right side. So it says the Chonuk HaTorah, it came from the right side. If we're facing the Har Sinai, we heard it first in our left ear. So therefore, it says, Oizen Sheshoma Alai Sinai Loi Signoi. So that one is the left ear heard first. Yochol Ein Ela Smile. Does the Buzik. You mean Rabbi said, let's go. Weiter.
Maybe it was
said.
Yeah.
Pull it out.
Pull it out later. Let's go. Rabbi said, we gotta go weiter. Zok the Heilige Gemara. Zok the Heilige Gemara. V'idach. What does the other man d'amar do? Rabbi said, let's go. We got more to do. V'idach. Imkein lemekor oizen. My eyes noy. So you have two drushes. The idach ahumi boy the eyes noy veloy eyes no. I need that to tell me his ear and not her ear. I would think that you do nirtza to a ktana. Kamash Malon to an Amma. Kamash Malon not. The Pasuk says you don't.
Same Kasha, Hafti
Fishti. The Rachmanim has the Kasha. Say the same Teretz. But hold on a second. So, like this. Huh? So that's what it says. I would think Ozna. Frick the B'nai Chayel, Ramosha Finkel. I don't understand. How could you think that at Ozna she does Nirtza? If she's a Ktana, you need her Das. Don't you need her das? So says the B'nai Chayil, maybe in a Hanami, your father will do it. Because anyway, our father's the one who gave her originally. Father do it now. I father can't give over his daughter for a Moichres Bito, the Shivchas Acha Shivchas. So he says one mile, I like to say something else, bro. Perhaps it's not called Shivchas Acha Shivchas, because it's not going to start anew. Even if you say it says the second one is a new Kenyan. You're not starting anew. It's one shivchus. It's just a question of, is it a new kinyan in the shivchus? But avada, if he spins the shushin, doesn't work. But the chayyim could say a different terrors. Maybe Rabbi Yisai. And the B'nai Chayil before this, he doesn't like, but maybe he could say like this. If you understand that nirtza is not a new kinyan b'chlal, all it is being mafkia sheish. So Kutin has das. Right? We see. Kutin can be das makna. Kutin could be koine with das makna. It just doesn't have enough das to be makna. It can be koine. It can't be makna. It can be koine. So you see that there's das of a kutin. Maybe she has enough das to be mafkia the nirtza. Because you're not shopping a new kinyan. The kinyan was there. All you're doing is you're stopping something from a mafkia. We had a chakira. How does nirtza work? Let's stop and visit if that the das of a kutin would be enough for that or not. But he says there's a different terrace. He says that the father will do it. I'll call upon him. That's the Gemara. So now, we have a kasha over here. Says the Gemara, Vayter. Says the Gemara, Aznoi veloy oisna. Says the Gemara, V'idach nafkim im amar yoimar ha'eved. Ha'eved veloy ha'ama. So, the Gemara is talking about mashma like the B'nai Chayil. The Gemara says, amar yoimar ha'eved veloy ha'ama. It's mashma, the ama is the one who's saying whatever she has to say or not saying. Yoimar ha'eved veloy ha'ama. Not the father. It doesn't say, amar ha'eved veloy avi ha'ama. Veloy ha'ama. Unless you say the Amira is not the Kenyan, the Amira is just the Tchila, it depends on the Chazanish that we saw before Akoponim. The Shah is like this. Frektor Rajba, I don't understand over here. It seems like everyone understands you need a Pasuk to be Mafkia. The Pasuk to say that an Amma doesn't do Nirtza. What do you need a Pasuk for? You know an Amma is not Machru Bezdin? Nirtza is only Machru Bezdin. Amma's not Machru Bezdin. So why would you have a Havmina that Amma would work? So says the Raja's first teretz, yeah, but what's the Vorda Machru Bezdin and Amma have a common denominator? What's the common denominator? Baal Korcha. The first teretz, we said, it's Hak. Is it really called Baal Korcha? Not called Baal Korcha. Says another teretz. He says the other teretz is, listen, if you look at the Pasuk very carefully, Pasuk is Mashma. The Lashon of the Pasuk is Afla Amos Chatasa Kain. And it writes that right after Nirtza. It sure looks like in the Pasuk that Amma is Nirtza. It says Afla Amos Chatasa Kain. So we Darshan is talking about Hanukkah. But where do we get off? The Darshan is talking about Hanukkah. It looks like it's talking about the fact that she's Nirtzas. Because now you have a Pasuk that rips her out of Nirtza. So then we could say that it's not Afla Amos Chatasa Kain. Doesn't mean that. But if the Pasuk would be saying that, then I would say, look, I understand it's only by Mechru Bezdin, but there's a special Xeris Akasiv that's telling me over here that she's near Tzas. Afla Moschot Tzas again. That's what it says. That's his first Teretz. He says another Teretz. Just leave with the last Kasha, which is the question that Yehuda Arye asked, is that, I don't understand, what's even the Havamim? Don't you have to be able to say, Ahavtiyas Ishti Vezbonai? Oh, my, you can't say that. You got other problems other than an Obanai. Other problems. So how do you deal with that? So this Teretz also we're going to deal with, we say that in a Chanami, in the Habamina, we have the Pasuk, and therefore they'll override the Haftis, the same way he said according to Tosis down there on the bottom. Rabbi Yisai Beis Hashem, Tuesday what we're doing is, it's a whole sugya over here, Shibud Rav Nas, it's a festa lumdash, a geshmak, a sugya, but it's a lot of work to do with Siyata Dishmai. Have a great day, everybody.